that Rabbi Yochanan said halacha k'Rab Shimon, even k'she'irvu. I v'omer Rabbi Yochanan always says halacha k'stam nishna. We paskin like a stam nishna. Now the kasha is going to be that there's a stam nishna that says Rabbi Shimon is only mekum k'shelo irvu. Mashenkin k'she'irvu ubi yoser. What's the raya? Utanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Kaisel Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. If you have a wall, that's a mechitza in between two different chatzeres. Gevoy Asara, it's like a 10 tvachamai, it's called the good mechitza. Vereichev Arbo, and on top of the wall, it's wide 4 tvachim. In other words, the top of the wall has its own shem Rishusa Yochid. Is Alocho Ma'arvin Shnayim V'yein Ma'arvin Echad. These two chatzerim are only allowed to make two separate eruvs. They can't make one eruv chatzeres together. Since there's a wall dividing the two of them, there's no pesach, there's no opening from one to the other, they can't make one eruv, they would have to make two separate eruv chatzeres. Now, hoye b'roi shei peris. Let's say on top of this wall, there were fruits. There were peris there, which has its own shem reshus ha-yochid. Is elu oylu mikan v'yuchlim. The people on the right chutz are allowed to climb up the root, are allowed to climb up this wall and eat the peris on top there. And the people on the left chutz are allowed to climb up this wall and eat the peris there. Why? Because it's a reshus yochid on top, and they could be mishtamish, they could use that reshus yochid. Since the peris are there on top of the wall, you're not carrying it from one chutz to another chutz. Ubavad, the Mishnah says ubavad, but be careful, ubavad, shlo yiridu lamata. You're not allowed to bring down this peris, this fruits, down into the chotzer. So here you see, claw, there's an iser to carry this fruits, even though it's in this reshus yochid. It's not in the bayis. It's only on top of the kaisel, on top of the wall. So here that's like a chotzer. So you see, you're not allowed to carry it from one chotzer to another chotzer. Now this is a stam mishnah. So the chura bishmai mifin to learn like Rav learns that even according to Rav Shimon, in a case of kishi irvu when there is an eruv chatzeris. Then there's a gzeri, not allowed to carry any kelim from one chotzer to another chotzer. I could zefsein this mishnah is talking about in the case of kishirvu, where there was an eruv chatzeris, each chotzer had their own eruv chatzeris, so it was shchiach to have kelim from the house in the chotzer. Therefore, the mishnah says you're not allowed to carry the peiros down from the top of this wall into each chotzer. Because as a gzerum, maybe you come to carry the kelim from the house back up on top of the wall. Therefore, you can't use it. Bashenkin, according to Rabbi Yochanan Shver, Rabbi Yochanan says no, that according to Reb Shimon, it's always mutter to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, even if you have an eruv chatzeres. So how come there's a stam mishnah that says it's also? It says it's also to carry down the fruits from the top of the wall into one of the chatzerim. How could it be also? What's the use of carrying on top of the wall? That at most is like a chotzer, it's like reshus ha-yochid. It's good, it's 10 tefachim high, and it's ruach of dalad by dalad. But a kol ponim is not a mokam diri, you don't live there, it's only like a chotzer. So how come here, enough in the Mishnah, it's not Mishnah, it says it's also to carry from on top of the wall down into the chotzer. And for the Gemara, my lamata, what does the Mishnah say, you're not allowed to carry down, lamata labatim. It's like it means you're not allowed to carry these fruits from the top of the wall down into one of the houses. As into a house, pshita, that Reb Shimon was never matter. Reb Shimon was only matter to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer to a karfif, but not into the house. So here, that's what the Stam Mishnah says is also. Into the house, that's not a stir with Reb Yechon. Reb Yechon is also moida, you're not allowed to carry into the house from a chotzer. For the Gemara, V'atoni Reb Chia, but Reb Chia and the Braisa learned, Obavan shaloi heize oimed bimkoimai v'yoichum. That the people on the right chotzer and the left chotzer cannot stand down in their chotzer and take the peris off the kaisel and eat it in their chotzer. Even that is osur. So the chur tzmash maklo then that the b'chi is b'imaz v'ra'al mishnam that you're not allowed to carry from the kaisel into the chotzer. Not only can't you carry from the kaisel the peris into your house, but even into the chotzer it's awesome. So again it's a kashin of Yechanan. And for the Gemara or Malay, so Reb Yechanan can't answer back. If Rebbe doesn't say this pshat in the Mishnah, in the Stam Mishnah, how does Reb Chiya know to say this pshat? Because Reb Chiya really was a Talmud of Rebbe. So without Rebbe in the Mishnah didn't say this pshat, it could be this pshat is not emes, it's not a kashan Reb Yechidim. The Stam Mishnah that says it's Osir, you're not allowed to carry down from on top of this wall, in between the two Chatzerim, downstairs, what does it mean? It could mean you're not allowed to carry into the house. But then the Chanami, just to bring it down into the Chotzer, Avadim according to Reb Shimon, it should be Mutter. So Melo, there's no kasher from this Mishnah on to Rabbi Yechanan. That Locher is like Rabbi Yechanan, that even though Kishirvu, even though there is Nebu the Chatzeris and there are some Kalim from the house in the Chotzer, still it's mutter to carry the Kalim from the Chotzer itself into another Chotzer, into a Karfif, into a Gag, into a Mavli. So the Gemara Itamar, Shtei Chatzeris v'churbo achas b'neim. If you have two different Chotzers, and there's a Churbo, there's this house that caved down in between the two Chatzerim. Achas irvo v'achas lo irvo. One of the two Chatzerim made their own Eruv Chatzeris, they're allowed to carry from the house into the Chotzer, and the other Chotzer did not make an Eruv Chatzeris. Is Omer Rav Huna, so Rav Huna says like this. Now Rav Huna is a Talmud from Rav, and Rav Huna says like this. Noisten oiso lezush lo irvo. We let the Chotzer that did not make an Eruv Chatzeris, they have the right to carry out into this Churba. But to the other chotzer that did make an Eruv HaChatzeris, we don't let them carry out from their chotzer into this churba. Why? Because maybe they'll carry out the kelim from the house, which there is an Eruv HaChatzeris, so they're allowed to carry from the house into the chotzer, and they'll even take the kelim further into this churba. Now that's vaday osam, because they did not make an Eruv HaChatzeris with the churba. They only made an Eruv HaChatzeris to carry out from the house into the Churba, from the house into the Chotzer. So Rav Huna is a Talmud from Rav, that Rav passed before, when do we hold like Rav Shimon? Only in the case of Kishle Irvu, when there's no Eruv HaChatzeris. So then the Kelim in the Chotzer only come from the Chotzer, so then there's no Gzeri let it carry out from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. So here also, we give this Churba, like this in-between house, to the Chotzer that does not have an Eruv HaChatzeris. Therefore, to carry out from their chotzer into the churba is mutter. Because what are you going to carry there? Only kelim that started out in the chotzer. Because you don't have kelim from the house, because they didn't make an eruv chaseris. So therefore, there's no gzeri let it carry from the chotzer into the churba. Mashenkin, the other chotzer, that has an eruv chaseris, so by them it's shchiach to have kelim from the house in the chotzer. We don't let them carry out from the chotzer into this churba because we're afraid maybe they'll come to carry the kelim from the house into the churba, which that is also. So that's Rav Huna's halacha here. But Rav Huna holds like Rav. So the Gemara, v'chia bar Rav, but chia bar Rav says like this: Omar af l'shirvu. Chia bar Rav says over no. We even give this churba even to the other chotzer that has Neruv HaChatzeris. And what's the halacha? Ushteyim Asuras. Now this is what Reb Chiya himself is saying. Chiya himself is saying that since we let both Chatzerim use this Churba, therefore it's also for both of them to carry from their Chatzer into the Churba. And Rashi says, V'chiya barav omar af l'shirvu, ani shamati mi'aba, I heard over from my father like this, that what af l'shirvu, even to the other Chatzer that does have Neruv HaChatzeris, they're also allowed to use this churba. Noisa noisa. Now, umidaiti, he is saying for himself, anima forish, I'm explaining, to hide the yom abba, that my father said, af l'shirvo, that even the chotzer that made the Eruv HaChatzeris is allowed to use this churba. You know what it means? Lesser al shteim kamam. He meant to say that now both chatzerim are also to carry out into this churba. Why? The goza lo irvo ot irvo. We make exactly, you can't just let the chotzer that did not make the Erev use it, because once they're going to use it, the other chotzer that did make an Erev would also come to use it. And mail on that is the Gzera, maybe they'll come to carry out the kelim from the house into the chotzer. In other words, he holds like Rav, that there is a Gzera, whenever you have kelim from the house in the chotzer, it's also to carry any kelim into another chotzer. Now here, we have these two chotzerim have a right to use this churba. One chotzer made an Erev, one chotzer did not make an Erev. So there's a gzera, if you're going to let the chotzer that did not make the Erev use it, we're afraid the other chotzer will also start using it. Now when the other chotzer starts using it, there's a gzera, since they did make an Eruv HaChatzeris, so by them it's shchiach to have kelim from the house in the chotzer, we're afraid they'll come to carry out those kelim into the churba. Therefore, this churba is not called a gzera, it's called a kulu chod gzeru. It's like one big gzera. Therefore, v'yasa, nobody is allowed to carry out from their chotzer into the churba. V'yim toima, so the chi himself is saying now, the chi of Arav is saying, maybe you can ask me, shteya mutaris, maybe the din should be, no, they're both mutar. Mifnei ma einoistem chotzer shela irvu, l'chotzer shirvu. Like, why don't we let the chotzer shela irvu use it, and the chotzer shirvu should not use it? In other words, this is a kasha. If you're going to tell me here that both have a right to use it, how come Rav Paskins before that a chotzer that made in the roof of chatzeris, they're not allowed to carry out their kelim, even from the chotzer into another chotzer? Like, why not? Like, just like here was saying both are mutter, how come they're also the both not mutter? So I'll give you a teretz. Hosam, over there by two chatzerim, kivun the mintery mani debat in the chotzer. If you carry out the kelim from your house into the chotzer, it's watched there. The mantri, it's a place that it's watched. Therefore, it's shchiach to have kelim from your house in the chotzer. So I'll tell you, there's the gzeirom, also lafuki. We're afraid to come to carry out those kelim into another chotzer. Mashenkein hocha b'churba. Here we're talking about you want to carry out into this middle churba, which is a haunted, a broken down house. Now, kivun de le mintri mani. Since the kelim of the chotzer, people won't carry it out so fast into the churba, because it's not watched there. It's a haunted down house. Therefore, since it's not shechiyah to carry out those kelim there, therefore here we don't make any gzeirah. So maybe there's a chilik. By regular chotzers we do make the gzeirah, but to carry out to the churba here, there's no gzeirah, because usually you won't carry out the kelim from your house into the churba, because those kelim were not watched there. Yeah. And then the Gemara Taka says, "Einachnami." That's Taka look like that. That Ika Diyamri. Some say Chia Barav Oma Afle Shirvu. That I heard over from my father. That in this case, where the churba is in the middle, we let both chatzerim use it. It Taka means Ushteya Mutaris. That both chatzerim are allowed to use and carry out into this churba. I Vim Taimi Chriest Mekasha Chia Barav is a Talmud from Rav. I Vim Taimi Ushteya Masuris. Why aren't they both also exerim? Maybe you come to carry out the kelim from your house into the other chotzer. The fishein noistin chotzer shla irvu lechotzer shirvu. Aye, why is it worse than two chotzerim when we do make the gzera? Anytime one chotzer made an eruv chotzeris, they can't carry out their kelim. Hosam atayekivun the mintri bani debatim v'chotzer lesharibu rabbonin. Since in your chotzer it's a place that's watched, so it's shchiach to carry out a lot of kelim there. So even though you have some kelim that started out in the chutz at the beginning of Shabbos, but you also have a lot of kelim that started out in the house. So therefore, the other Rabbanan, or according to Rav at least, says we make the gzeirim not to carry out any kelim. Why the osel afuk, you come to carry out the kelim of the house? Abo b'churba la'mintari. Mashenkin a'churba, since here it's a haunted house, it's not watched so much, so you don't take out so many kelim there. Therefore, we're not afraid we don't make the gzeirim. That if you come to carry the kelim that was Shabbos in the chotzer, maybe you come to carry out the kelim that started out in the house also. As in the churba v'chlal, there are not that many kelim there, therefore we don't make the gzera. So therefore it's no kash, even according to Rav, it could be by a churba, it's mutter. It's only osa davka, only in a chotzer to a chotzer it's osa, but not into a churba. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Gag godol somuch legag koten. Gag godol somuch lekoten. You have a big roof that's near a small roof. Is the halacha hagodol mutter? In the big roof, you are allowed to carry, because since it's wider than the small roof, we consider the extra width gifufin like it's the mechitza for the fourth side. Therefore, negated to the big roof, there are four mechitzas. We are koten osim. But the smaller roof is also, because since its fourth side is open completely to the big roof, there's no mechitzah in between them. Therefore, the small one is also to carry. It's like poros pemluya to another reshus, that it's also. Now Rashi learns our Mishnah could come out according to everybody, even according to Rav Meir that says you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, because here we're talking about taking out the kelim from your house. Like Rashi says, lahachnis loikli habayis shelamatam. If you want to carry out the kelim from your house into your roof, then we say that the b'nei kotam do not aster on the b'nei godel, because negated to the bigger roof there's a mechitz in between.
Mashenki, the gate to the smaller roof, there's no mechitzer in between. Therefore, from the smaller roof, you're not allowed to carry out your kelim from your house into the chotzer. Who adin, the Mishnah says, chotzer gedolah shenifritzu lektana. If you have a big chotzer that's opened up completely into the small chotzer, is alocha gedolah muteris. The bigger chotzer, since it's wider than the smaller chotzer, the extra width on both sides is like its own mechitza. So the big chotzer has its mechitzas all around it. Therefore, they're allowed to make their own eruva chaseris separately. The smaller chotzer, since its fourth side is open completely into the big chotzer, it becomes aser. That the smaller one is aser, it can't carry out because the bigger one asers on them. The Mishnah says, why? Because the small one is considered like a Pesach, like an opening to the big one. And like Rashi says, if they made their own Eruv HaChatzeris, and the people living in the small chotzer don't ask on the big chotzer. Hey, since we consider as if there's a mechitz between the two of them, the small one do not ask on the big one. And the Mishnah says, "Eloshin mafnei shikapischa shagadelu." It's like an opening to the big one; it doesn't answer on the big one. Yeah. Now we'll soon see in the Gemara it's medayik from this loshin kapischa shagadelu, mashma that the katana is nigrer, like goes after the big one. The ikur is the big chotzer, and the small one gets nochshlept, is pulled into the big one. We'll soon see in the Gemara this loshin. Eshin zot the Gemara. Lomoli lemisni tarti. Why do I have to have two cases for in the Mishnah? Pshita, they're both the exact same halacha. Between it's a big roof next to a small roof, or a big chotzer next to a small chotzer. They're both the exact same halacha. Since the bigger one is wider than the smaller one, so the wider part lies like yifufim, like the fourth wall, so the big one has the mechitza in between them, and the small one doesn't have a mechitza in between them. What does the Mishnah have to say two cases for? And for the Gemara, the Rav Chitoni Gag Dungri the Chotzer. According to Rav, Rav Shita before was that according to Chachomin, from one Gag to another Gag, you're not allowed to carry, and who are then each Gag by itself is also asked to carry more than Daldamis. Since we don't say good Asik, because the Mechitzas are not Nikaris there, since the two roofs are like attached, so anytime you don't say the Mechitzas, you don't say good Asik. Therefore, on each roof, it's also to carry more than Daldamis, because there's no fourth wall there, so it's like porous to a makam asurullah. So Rav says that's pshat for now Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Gag dum yidechotzer, that the mechitzas on top of the roof are just as noticeable as a chotzer is. Ma chotzer, just like a regular chotzer. Minkura mechitzos, it's mechitzas you could tell. You could see the mechitzas on a chotzer. There's nothing to do with a nicker. You could clearly see the mechitzas. I tell you, av gag, the same halacha is by a roof, by a gag, nami minkura mechitzosa. When does the mechitzas help? When do we say good asik by the mechitzas on top of the roof? Only the mechitzas that you could see the wall. In other words, if you're standing on top of the roof and you look down on the side, you could see the walls of the house. Then we say good asik mechitza. Mashenkin, in between the two roofs, with the place where they're attached, if you look down, you don't see any wall of the house. In such a place, you do not say good asik. Therefore, in between the two roofs, there's no mechitza dividing them. So one is open completely to the other one. That's a raya terav. In such a case, you don't have a mechitza. So one would ask around the other one that you're not allowed to carry more than daldams.
Talimur says, Ole Shmuel, though, what about Shmuel? Shmuel should do is no. Even though you do not recognize the mechitzas, still you say good asik. So why does the Mishnah say two cases for? Oh, let's turn over. And for the Gemara, Ulu Shmuel, Gag, Dumi the Chotzer. That the reason why the Mishnah says two cases is also to learn out that a Gag is Dumi the Chotzer. But like this, Ma Chotzer, just like a Chotzer, a big one to a small one. The Kordasi Loharabim, that people walk straight through from one Chotzer to another Chotzer, Av Gag. The same thing we're talking about the Gagim, the roofs, Nami the Kordasi Lei Rabim. Still that the Rabim walk through it. That's the type of roofs we're talking about. And still, even though the Rabbim walk through the roofs, that they're attached one to the other, still Shmuel Shit Liz, that we say good Asik Mechitzah, even though it's not Minker, still we say good Asik Mechitzah.
So the raya is from this Mishnah. They were talking about the two roofs are attached one to another, and still we say gudasek mechitza. And like Rashi says, avgag hodik toni katan osir mishum dadasi rabim. Why is a smaller chotzer osir? Only because the rabim walked through it. Mizel zeh the heavy law mechitza tachtoine shebneim mechitza nedresses. V'loy motzes lemegid v'yasuke. You can't say gudasek. Avli loy darsi b'mashpah. If the people would not walk over this place, av katan shari, even the smaller gag would have been mutter. The yarmina good asik, because even though the mechitzas are not nikkur, still we say good asik. V'tavsek ha mechitzah b'neim, and the mechitzah makes hefsek in between them. V'yafagav the mechasi v'loy minkri, even though they covered up the mechitzah, you can't see it. By standing on top of the roof, in between the two roofs, they're attached. You can't see down. Still, we would say good asik. So that's Shmuel's raya for now Mishnah, even though it's not nikkur, still you say good asik. So that's the Gemara now. Yosef, Rabba, Rabbi Zero, Rabba, Bar Rav Chonon, Yosef, Abayu, Gabayu, and Abayu was sitting with them. Yasva, they were all sitting together, but Kamri, they said like this, Shema Mina, we hear from our Mishnah, Shema Mina, we must listen. From our Mishnah, we hear that the Yure Gedolo Bikatana, the people living in the bigger chotzer, they're shirless, they take over the small one. As if to say the smaller people are Negro after the big people. V'yein Yure Katana Bigdolo. But the smaller people don't schlep the bigger chotzer that come into them. That's what we see from our Mishnah. So Rashi learns that the Yure Gedolo Moishlam Bigtana, as if to say it schleps the smaller people into the bigger chotzer. So we see everybody in the bigger chotzer, that's the ikur. Now that's the way Rashi learns over here. Now the Radvoi asked the Kash and Rashi from the Gemara later, we'll see it's the Amashma like this Pshat, we'll see later. Therefore the Radvoi learns the Pshat is, we consider as if the bigger one goes into the small one. That's the pshat. And we'll see later in the sugya how exactly it fits in. But our core point, we see for now, Mishnah, the ikur is the big one, and the small one is a topple to the big one. So the Rashi learns the small one gets schlepped into the big one, or the way the Ritzvah learns, the big one takes over the small one. So what's the law? What's nafkamina from this? Zot Gemara Ketzer. What will be a nafkamina here? Kiyafanim Bigdurla. In case also you have these two chaterim, one's a bigger chotzer, one's a smaller chotzer, one's wider, one's not so wide. Now, gefan and begedola, in the bigger chotzer, you're planting grapes, is also lizroya sektana. You're not allowed to plant in the small chotzer zroyim. You can't plant vegetables there. V'yim zora zroyim asurin. And lo yitzu, you did plant vegetables in the small one, you should know the vegetables become asur. Marshen